They are quite to call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial.
Undertaker, parlor, funeral home.
Thank you. And what about the box that the corpse is put into?
Coffin.
And then where's the coffin buried?
It what?
Where's the coffin buried?
It's buried in a box in a cemetery.
And suppose you have flowing water, not still like a lake, but it's moving, and it's smaller than a river. What's it called?
Branch, you mean? Something like a branch of water?
How about one that's even smaller than a branch?
Well, it's a stream, I guess, small stream.
Okay. Excuse me. What do you call flat, grassy country around the seacoast?
Marsh.
And what about a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to hold up the pants?
Galluses.
And what do you call unthickened gravy that you make by adding water to the grease of lean fried meat, like ham or something?
What do you call it?
The gravy. Is there a special name for that kind of gravy?
Well, there's different kinds. I mean, there's steak gravy, there's ham gravy. I don't know what kind of... You and me.
I was thinking of ham gravy. Do you ever call it red eye gravy? Or?
Yeah, red eye, I believe ham, yeah.
Okay, what do you call the liquid that you burn in a lamp?
Kerosene. KOR, kerosene.
And what do you call a long legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Piney wood hog.
And what do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Ground itch.
Mm-hmm. And what are some names for homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
Are there some others?
Well, I reckon they are. Cider and wine and stuff like that. It's homemade, some of it.
Uh-huh. Are there some other names for store-bought whiskey, but really cheap whiskey?
Well, they got cheap grades of whiskey, but I don't know just what you'd call them.
Yeah. Have you ever heard expressions like kill 'em quick or pop skull or rot gut?
Yeah, rot gut and pop skull. That's moonshine a lot at it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. What about anything that a child likes to play with? You might say he's playing with his... All of his things together. He might have a truck and a ball and blocks. They're all his.
Lakeford is all I know.
Okay. Now this next section is where words change. Like, today I see you, but yesterday I saw you. So it goes from see to saw, mm-hmm. when you change tense. So if I start the sentence, I'd like for you to finish it, okay? Like, if we're talking about buying groceries, using the word buy, you could say, have the groceries already been
bought?
Uh-huh. And I'd say, oh yes, I've already
bought the groceries.
Okay. And if we're talking about eating apples, we could say, have the apples already been
eaten?
And I could say, oh yes, he ate
he ate that.
Kind of gave that one away.
All right.
If we're talking about drinking coffee, you could ask me, have you already?
I'd say I already had my cup of coffee, something like that, but I already drank my cup of coffee.
Okay, and if you were asking me if I had already had mine, you'd say, have you already wet your coffee?
Have you already had your coffee this morning, or something like that?